The Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode number 17. Today is the 8th of June 2020, and I'm your host, Ken. Thanks for joining us. Our topic today is risks of nuclear energy. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you feel like you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish a podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. Try it today on podbot.ai. Nuclear power is considered a climate-friendly energy source because it generates electricity without releasing carbon dioxide, a greenhouse gas believed to be harmful to the atmosphere. However, there are a number of safety concerns associated with nuclear power, including the possibility that its facilities may inadvertently emit radiation into the environment or be the target of terrorist attacks. When it comes to pollution, it is clear that there are no pros or cons to nuclear energy. In this lesson, we will examine some of the risks associated with nuclear power and discuss how to deal with radioactive waste. We will raise the issue of nuclear waste in a moment, but don't worry, we will discuss it in another lesson. The current consumption of nuclear energy has already reduced 555 million tons of emissions per year, and the current greenhouse gas emissions from nuclear power plants are quite low compared to fossil fuel energy production. This reduction in greenhouse gases is a good example of how the switch to nuclear energy can help reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Many of my colleagues who focus on climate change see this as an important step towards reducing the effects of global climate change in the long term. In theory, nuclear power may be a low-risk technology, but in reality it is not. It would be foolish to rely on the current system that regulates the use of nuclear power, and it would be wise to avoid using current nuclear technology. One of the first things most people think of when they hear about nuclear power stations is the Chernobyl disaster. Although we do not know exactly how many people have died as a result of this, it is estimated that there have been at least 1,000 deaths from radiation exposure at the plant. The problem is that nuclear power plants are managed by people, and people are responsible for maintaining and operating aging power plants and nuclear reactors. The Fukushima nuclear power plant crisis in 2011 showed us that no matter how safe nuclear power plants are designed, accidents can and do happen. Although nuclear energy has little impact on the environment, it does have an environmental impact. While the production of nuclear energy does not cause emissions, its production produces radioactive waste, which must be stored and stored safely in order not to pollute our environment. The environmental impact of uranium as a fuel source is one of the most important environmental impacts of nuclear energy. A typical nuclear power plant produces about 1,000 tons of spent nuclear fuel per year. This is not the case, so that you can take the fuel from the source to a landfill and leave without worry. Nuclear power may be clean, but some people still doubt whether it is safe enough, whether it will ever be, or whether nuclear power is safe enough. Despite these fears, nuclear power still has a secure track record as a source of electricity, and safety concerns have not delayed construction of Watts Bar Unit 2 by that many years. You may remember that image, but if that is your image of nuclear power, you might be surprised to learn that it is indeed considered one of the most dangerous sources of energy in the world today. Nuclear energy sources can be dangerous because they emit energy that is lost when unstable molecules try to calm down. According to a recent study by the U.S. Department of Energy, one of the many advantages and disadvantages of nuclear energy is the lowest emissions and greater efficiency, but there are also challenges in the production of nuclear energy, including the cost of safety, waste, safety and more. According to the U.S. Department of Energy, concerns about energy security and global warming could spur the development of new nuclear power plants in the coming decades and beyond. In order to better understand these developments and the international security they promise, this thematic letter will discuss and explain the importance of controlling the proliferation risks of nuclear energy programs. If intensified domestic and international efforts do not focus on increased control of sensitive nuclear technology, the potential boost for nuclear powers will increase. The same technology that makes up the fuel for nuclear reactors can also make explosives for an atomic bomb. The same technologies that make up fuel in nuclear reactor fuels, such as the uranium enrichment process, can in turn lead to the proliferation of nuclear weapons, even in the absence of a nuclear accident. Nuclear power inevitably produces hazardous materials and radioactive waste. This waste, which consists largely of unconverted uranium as an intermediate of plutonium and curium, remains radioactive for many years, which poses major storage problems. Radioactivity is not the only problem with the material used in nuclear reactors, but it is the most common. This is all for today, friends. My name is Ken and this was episode 17 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See you next time.